Fox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me right now on the podcast on a Tuesday after the bank holiday is Zach, looking at three stocks in 3 minutes. You all right, Zach?
Yep. Feeling fantastic.
Yeah, I'm not really. Anyway, let's have a look at the stocks. Let's move on there. So, I'm a bit unorganized. I apologize for that. But, you know, it's the bank holiday. Why do they have them? I don't know why they have them. Anyway.
Throw people off their stride.
It does, doesn't it? Galileo Resources. They sold their GABS property in Nevada for $2.5 million US. And this cash will help them develop the South African Concordia Copper Project and removes, this is quite nice, the requirement for capital raising and dilution, which is obviously nice for shareholders to hear. GLR, what do you reckon, Zach?
Extended base on the chart since March below a penny, sort of bumping along the bottom there. Today we've had a gap through the 50-day moving average, which is normally a very good sign. Call it the rocket launcher formation. So we'll see whether the 50-day line at 1.04 pence holds. We're just breaking through the 200-day line around 1.2, which is current levels. And the target that I have would be a March resistance line heading through the May peak as high as 1.8 pence. So 1.8 pence while we hold above the 50-day average at 1.04.
Marvellous. Codal Minerals, KOD. They've entered into an agreement with Gorutumu Mining. Gorutumu. That's in Mali, for a lithium project. What do you reckon, Zach? Codal.
You're doing the pronunciation of the foreign names, because I couldn't do that at this time of the day.
I can't.
Right, we've got extended base here below 0.04 pence for Codal. A gap today through the 200-day moving average at 0.05, which is looks like very good technical news. And really, while we're above, let's say probably the same thing as the last stock, but above the 50-day average of 0.04 pence, as high as a December resistance line heading towards 0.12 pence. So quite a decent risk reward there on the face of it.
Yes, and last one, Vast Resources have announced positive progress at its Manila mine. That's this polymetallic mine in Romania. VAST, Vast.
This has been a bit of a beaster, I think, over recent months. But
beaster.
Good as far as the technicals since, I suppose, that last June low below 0.2 pence. That was the final bear trap. We hope it's the final bear trap. Recovered the 50-day moving average later in June as well, and we've been holding that for August on a persistent and consistent basis. 50-day average at 0.28. There's also a line of support from June at 0.28 as well, so it looks as though that will hold ahead of a move up towards the 200-day moving average at 0.5 pence, which is also the top of an April rising trend channel.
Marvellous. Zach, speak tomorrow.
Thank you.
The Fox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.